This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Jessica Hunt.
And I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
Lots of people use this weekend to find a Christmas tree. Let's talk about getting a live tree, Emma, one that you can plant in your yard come spring.
I think that it's really a worthy endeavor. Now, there are a lot of evergreens that grow really well in New Hampshire. Things like pines, spruces, even firs. White fir is a great choice. Balsam fir, Fraser fir, Norway spruce, white spruce. Live Christmas trees can be purchased really in a couple of ways. Very big trees are going to be balled in burlap. That means the root ball is going to be encased in burlap and tied together with ropes. This is a heavier, more cumbersome option, but is typically the way you're going to find a tree that might be normal Christmas tree size, let's say 6 or 7 feet.
But you don't have to go big.
You can also often find plants that are in containers, and these are a bit more manageable if they're in a lighter weight plastic pot.
And how long can a live tree, one that's bald and burlapped, stick around indoors?
It's not a bad idea to get that tree about a week before you plan to bring it inside. That way you can put it in a space that's not necessarily the inside of your house, but is a little buffered from the outside. Someplace that's a little bit cooler where that plant can quasi-adjust to indoor conditions.
So if you do go for the larger tree, what do you do with the root ball when you bring it inside?
It's going to be really important that you have a way to water that tree. And what I would suggest is having a waterproof container that you can put that root ball inside of. And what I would do is put something at the bottom that keeps that root ball from sitting directly in water.
And how long can a live tree stick around indoors?
You'll want to only keep it inside for about a week, week and a half or so.
And then what?
So what I would recommend is finding a protected place to keep that tree until spring. That could be your garage, maybe a porch, an unheated shed, or if you don't have any of those structures, a place outdoors that's protected from the wind. It's going to be important to keep the root ball or the roots in a container too protected. So you'll want to put a whole bunch of mulch around that plant so that the roots don't really experience a deep, deep freeze.
That's really doable.
It takes a little bit more work, but it can be a fun experiment, and I think something that's really fun for families.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.
See you in the garden.